Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Teksanani, and today we're going to talk about five ETFs that you can use to diversify your portfolio. So these are intended to be core long-term holdings. Joining me on the show is Charlie Viola from Pitcher Partners and James Whelan from VFS Group. James, let's kick off with you. Number one, the Vanguard Australian Shares Index ETF, the cheapest of the cheap. Buy Hold Sell.
We see it as being a hold. The Australian market is fine. Everything is fine. Hold the economy, hold the market.
Hold the economy, hold the market. Do you take the same view, Charlie? Buy, hold, sell on VAS.
Yeah, we're hold. We're absolutely hold for the moment. We're probably not buying more of it just yet. We'll wait for the market to take a leg down, if it takes a leg down. But we're certainly a hold, good stock, good diversity, good core exposure.
Okay. Another ETF that investors are using for core US exposure is IVV, the iShares S&P 500 ETF. Buy, hold, sell.
We're still a hold there as well. We fundamentally believe in long-term good quality market efficiency. So, where you're taking that, good long-term US exposure, for the moment it's a hold.
James, Warren Buffett says America is the future in every one of his annual newsletters. But is this the ETF you want to use to play that?
Warren says a lot of things. We're saying it's a hold. It's not hedged. So there's a bit of a thing about this, which means that if the US dollar appreciates, then this should appreciate too. So even if everything stays flat, we still think you're okay with this one.
Okay. All right, next up on the list is gold, the ETF Securities Physical Gold ETF. Do you want to be buying gold? Buy, hold, sell.
It's a buy. I'd be a pretty big hypocrite for everything that I've said in the last year if I said that it wasn't a buy. Buy this ETF, and if it does continue to come down, probably buy a bit more.
Okay. Charlie, are you a believer in gold, or do you prefer to play it through equities? Do you want to be owning GOLD, buy, hold, sell?
We're buy. Yeah, we're a buy as well. So we like it on a couple of fronts. It's a good store of value. It's a hedge to inflation. It's a hedge to low interest rates. It's even a hedge to other risk assets. We probably believe in the gold story. We believe it'll go up over time. Let's go buy that one.
Okay. We did ask our guests to bring one ETF, that could be a useful core long-term diversifier. Charlie, what's your choice for me today?
So ours is the iShares Global 100, so stock code IOO, so exposure to the top 100 global companies. Great exposures, well diversified. You're getting, from a thematic point of view, you're getting exposure to the best companies in the world with all those normal kind of key fundamentals. Buy that one, stick it in the bottom drawer and watch it go up over the next 10 or 15 years.
What do you want to put on your bottom drawer? James, what's the ETF you brought for me today?
Myself, as being a tragic stock picker, I'm terrible at it. I make it a lot easier for myself, and this one is just a commodities ETF. QCB, run by BetaShares. It's a way of just buying soybeans, cotton, silver and gold. It's got soft, hard commodities in there as well. It's just a simple commodities ETF. So you don't own any stocks, you just own the futures underlying. But I believe that we're at base camp of Everest for the commodities super cycle.
Yeah, wow.
So it's a good way of not owning any stocks and just owning, will the price of those things go up? There's also a drought coming in America, so the price of corn, for example, will go up, and you'll be leveraged to that, to the upside.
They say that diversification is the only free lunch in finance, and if you're a cheapskate like me, then you're gonna love ETFs.
Thanks for listening to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.